Welcome to 3 and 3, three key facts in 3 minutes or less on the topics you care about most. The separation of church and state. Key fact number one. The phrase separation of church and state appears nowhere in the Constitution. The sentiment is often implied from the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment, which states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Contextually, this means the federal government was never meant to be in the church-running business, like the Church of England, the Church of Scotland, the Church of Iceland, or like 26 African, Arab, and Asian countries, the official religion of Islam. The Founding Fathers and their documents consistently reaffirmed the notion that there was no state church. Thomas Jefferson confirmed freedom of worship in a letter to the Danbury Baptists, where he wrote, "Confining myself, therefore, to the duties of my station, which are merely temporal, be assured that your religious rights shall never be infringed by any act of mine, and that." Key fact number three. While there is, of course, no official state church, America's founding principles are inescapably linked to and based on God. The Declaration of Independence reads, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights." The key and very deliberate word used there, unalienable, means that these rights cannot be taken away by man, nor granted by man, because these are birthrights bestowed upon all human beings, not by man, but by God. It is this key definition that makes the United States Constitution distinctly unique from any country to come before it or since. This has been 3 and 3. I'm Steven Crowder. If you want to learn more, you can peruse the references for this specific show at 3keyfacts.com or tune in to the hour-long daily show, Louder with Crowder, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Rumble, YouTube, or right here anywhere you get your podcasts.